Live Life with Purpose, Episode 56. Your plans will change. Have asked me 5 or even 10 years ago if I had a plan for my future and if I believed it would unfold perfectly, without hesitation, I would have said yes. I had no idea how far off base I was on planning either. Well, I will tell you how important it is to have a plan because it will send you in the right direction. What it won't do is end up perfectly. Sorry if you're a perfectionist. I know that this is the last thing you want to hear right now. Even though I will make a plan for the next 5 years this October, what I will not do is solely rely on this plan. Why? Because while you used to be able to make 5 or 10 year plans and things sent closer to the plan, the truth is that everything is changing at a much more rapid pace, especially with anything related to business goals. So here are 3 things that recovering perfectionists like myself can learn about developing plans. Number 1, plans will change, maybe even drastically. If you're like me, you don't like this answer, but plans will always change. Your 1-year plan, 5-year plan, and 10-year plans will all be different. In high school, I wanted to be a business owner, but writing wasn't even on the radar yet. But I know now that ideas, this world, and our perspective change, and that's a good thing. A second point here is even though we don't land exactly where we plan, it sure does help move us forward. I've lived life both without planning and with planning, and I have to say that living with a plan of some sorts motivates. No matter who you listen to on how to develop your plan and what you think it should look like, a plan is always better than no plan. Why is it important to plan even though it probably won't turn out exactly how you think it will? Because not only will a plan get you moving in the right direction, it will also get you thinking in the right way. And number 3, future plans not only let you dream, but they encourage it. When people tell me they don't have a life plan, my next question is always, when is the last time you dreamed then? This usually takes place in the second or third life coaching session without fail. Planning requires dreaming. I would dare you to dream a 5-year plan out and pick yourself to be in the same exact spot that you are today. If that's how you plan, you need to come up with a different plan. But if you're willing to dream and take risks, you are well on your way to creating a worthy plan for your life. All you need is a little imagination. When you dare to dream, even though plans rarely come to pass, and you don't know where you will end up, doors will begin opening. Go and make a huge plan for your future today.